Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline and talk to Beth Ford. She's the CEO and president of Land O'Lakes. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Dave?
Well, obviously, like everyone else, just kind of working under different conditions now. And I want to ask you about that as a CEO in just a minute. But the first thing I want to ask you about is something I know that you've discussed earlier and we've chatted about before. But it's the food supply and the distribution, Beth. And just for listeners out there, what's the status of that?
Listen, food supply is strong. Our producers, our dairy producers, for instance, we're in what's called flush. It's peak production time. And dairy production is strong. The growers are starting to get back out in the field. We just need some good favorable weather. We're starting to see them plant in Kansas. That'll move north. So the food supply from the farm level is strong. We do see a drop in commodity prices that is concerning, and that's tied to a number of different variables. And then distribution is strong. Partners are working at the state, federal, local level to make sure processing plants are working and making sure that transportation occurs so that we can get food where it needs to be and where consumers are buying it. By the way, I do want to just say, since many of our farmers and our employees listen to your show, I want to say thank you to them. They're showing up every day, working hard to make sure we continue with this safe, affordable food supply. It's very impressive.
Yeah, and I might remind folks, we often talk about Land O'Lakes as farm to fork, Beth, but that's exactly what you do over there.
That's right. We're farmer-owned. We're cooperative. We have been since 1921. We're coming into our 100th anniversary, and we take a great deal of pride in that. And we have a number of processing facilities as well. We have retail brands that folks are very familiar with. We own Purina, so we're also feeding 100 million animals a day. So it's a very broad portfolio, but it does start at the farm level. Very proud of that.
Let me go back to something you just mentioned there, and that's our farmers getting ready to plant here soon. What happens to the spring planting, and what are the farmers telling you, whether it be here in Minnesota or in other areas? Because I know we have to think about things like citrus and other places as well around the country. But here, and you mentioned those prices. I saw the prices of beans not good, the prices of corn not good. So what are you hearing from the farmers themselves?
Well, first of all, we see in our Winfield business, we distribute crop protection items, we distribute seed, fertilizer, and goods are moving. I mean, farmers are getting ready to plant, so what do I hear from them? Well, you know, I think the resilience of the American farmer is just quite impressive. They're working to decide, are they going to plant corn, are they going to plant beans? They have had concerns, and obviously all of us have concerns about the drop in the commodity prices, but they're going to get out in the field and do the work that they do and have done every day. So they're resilient. They're looking at the market, of course, and they're making decisions right now. So that's why I always say the original entrepreneur, the original, business people, and they're doing what they need to do.
Well, you know that as a grown up on a farm, somebody who detasseled corn as a kid for $2 an hour.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say that qualifies me to be a good farmer. But yes, I did grow up in Iowa, and that was my first job, detasseling corn.
You touched on dairy. Let's look at that a little bit more. So there's no issues there either?
Well, there is production. We are in what's called flush. It's a peak part of production for dairy. You know, the issue is the drop in prices. And over the last number of years, we've seen tremendous consolidation occurring at the farm level, at the producer level. I think the last number of producers that I saw was about 34,000 to 35,000 registered dairy producers. This is a significant drop. And why is that? We've had a very long period of time with low prices for milk at the farm level. And they had finally received some good news, I think, in the back half of last year. Prices were stabilizing. They were finally able to make some money after 4 or 5 years. But what has now occurred is, of course, with this COVID virus, prices again have dropped. And why is that? Well, takeaway at retail is quite strong, but food service is also another area. So that would be restaurants, schools, things like that. That's also an area that utilizes dairy. And then school lunch programs, that's about 7% of dairy, and that's where dairy goes. And then international shipments have not been as strong. So we have a number of variables that are impacting, again, dairy producers. So production is strong. That's terrific. But, again, we're in a situation where prices at the farm level are dropping.
One of the things that we've talked about before, that if you haven't been on a farm a number of years, is people don't understand the technology now that's available in agriculture. You and I have chatted about this as well. But the efficiency factor for farmers now is quite impressive.
Yeah, for a number of dairy producers, not all, but some have put in robotics. There are, there's auto steer, but, this technology availability, Dave, is really impressive. It's exciting. But one of the problems we have is access to technology, period, in rural communities, including in farms. The 24 million Americans say that lack broadband access, 19 million are in rural America. Probably a third of farmers lack technology access. So while there is new, while there are new tools and automation, taking advantage of those is a struggle. We need to continue to invest for the future of our food supply and of our rural communities by investing in technology. We see that here in Minnesota, and we've been pushing the administration, and they've been focused on this as well.
Beth, I'll let you go, but in the midst of running a large company like Land O'Lakes, what are your work logistics now? Where are you working from, and how does an average day go for you?
Well, I'm working from my home, as is my entire team. Those of us who can stay in place, we do. We have our processing facilities, our technicians, our drivers, and everything are still out, and, of course, the farmers are still out. So I'm working from home. It is different. I try to stay in a routine. I have my teenagers here as well, and they are doing remote learning. So it is a bit different. I think you need to put in some structure. I certainly do. I try to follow the same structure I do when I'm working from my office, which is get up, have some coffee, get some physical activity, and then sit down and get to work.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that remote learning coming up, by the way, in the 8 o'clock hour as it kicked off yesterday. Beth, I always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on CCO, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
That is Beth Ford. She is the CEO of Land O'Lakes and the president over there on WCCO. Next up on the morning news as we continue our coverage of the virus, Dr. David Hilden.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.